Welcome everybody. This is the talk about Madrigold, and first I wanted to tell you the founding story of Madrigold, how I had the idea, because this is quite unusual and a typical magical Auroville story. I came here as a guest 15 years ago, and of course I saw the Madrimandir and I was completely fascinated by it. And when I saw the discs from close, I realized, wow, it's little pieces, and I really wanted to know where it is made, because I thought it's much too beautiful to leave it only to the architects. Yeah, because it was only used for the building purpose. So I was doing research in Auroville. I went to the workshops of the Madrimandir. No one could tell me where this unit went, which produced the golden tiles. And the next day, by coincidence, they sold the little square tiles for the first time and only time to tourists, and I could purchase my first piece. And then I thought, I need to go to the source of it, but how to find it? And the next day, a guy who developed this gold and glass technology with an international team for 2 years, he moved into the guest house in the room next to mine. And by chance, we talked. Yeah. And by chance, the next day, he took me to the factory in Pondi. It's a really hiding industrial place. And I would never, ever have found it on my own. And because he was with me, I managed to get a bunch of sample pieces, which I took to Germany home the next day. So it was a real last-minute thing where I got in touch the first time. And the next coincidence was I am a visual artist by formation, and I was working as a professional for many, many, many years before coming here. And I had just finished the first jewelry pieces just for myself with trials, with drilling holes, fixing chains, or gluing systems to the golden tiles. And these experiments were drying on my desk in the studio when a gallerist came to choose some artwork for her exhibition. She saw the jewelry on the table and said, wow, this has to go in the exhibition after that one, where I showed my very first experiments together with professional jewelry designers, and it was a super success. I couldn't believe it myself. Yeah, and then I forgot about it, and I moved to Auroville, and I never thought of commercializing it, actually. But then my money just went through my hands as a newcomer. I needed so much more than I expected, and I was really depressed and sad because I didn't know how to make my living. And I had a deep meditation at the Samadhi, and I asked Mother, what shall I do? And then, plink, 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 I had the vision of my first three collections in front of my eyes. I saw the round shapes, I saw the squares, and I saw the triangles. It just popped up inside my head. It was incredible. And 2 days later, I was in the factory with my first designs, with sizes and so on, and the shapes, and asked them, can you do it for me? And they were not so happy about it, but they said, yeah, well, we'll give it a try. And that's how it started. Yeah, and it's such an incredible chain of coincidences. And then, of course, it was very difficult to make them move and create these things. And since 14 years, it's an ongoing battle to get quality, to get product, to get something at all. Because the factory makes much easier money with these architectural tiles, which they do for bathrooms or temples. Yeah, and of course, my things are much more work, where they really have to, it's a much higher standard of work which is needed to do the jewelry. So I'm always a pain for them when I come with my orders, and I'm running after the last one since 2 years, and I'm out of stock with a lot of models now, and I hope I will get a delivery soon. The company who is the factory outlet is called Mitra. Yeah, it's a different Auroville unit, and they do bowls and incense holders and paperweights. You see them in the visitor center, I think, in the Auroville boutique. And sometimes in some boutiques in Pondicherry. Madrigold is the golden glass jewelry. And yeah, you see a lot here. We have mostly 24 karat gold in glass. Then we have silver in glass. And we have white gold in glass. I will probably stop the production of silver completely now because they raised the prices to an extent that it's impossible to sell the silver pieces. The golden might more easy go and eventually white gold, but silver for sure not anymore. The nice thing about the silver is that it will never change color because it's completely in a vacuum inside of the glass. Yeah, so these pieces, if you don't drop them in an unfortunate angle, they are permanent. They can last centuries. They will never change unless the vacuum gets broken. And then, of course, with the air oxygen, it can deteriorate after some time. Yeah, but usually they are absolutely permanent. What else could I tell you about that? Do you have... Yeah, we do the golden glass jewelry. You see a lot of sandblasted designs. We do all the symbols. We do Auroville symbol, we do Ganesh, Unity symbol, hearts, Auroville, Sri Aurobindo, Mother symbols. But mostly we are into single pieces. I think 90% of our production are completely single pieces, one of a kind. So a lot of the necklaces are single piece creations. It takes me ages to fit the pieces together which can go in one set, because they are always coming differently. Yeah? Either the gold foil or the glass around or the firing shape or the curve. It is a huge puzzle to fit some sets together. Usually I have the full desk full of gold pieces, and then I puzzle around, and then I have a certain outcome. But some pieces I keep it for 10 years till I find a fitting one. The other line which we have is this more asymmetric color line. I was recycling all the broken tiles when the factory was working on a color chart. They did a lot of research on colored glass on gold. It's all underlaid with gold or silver leaf. That's why it's so shiny. But they stopped the production completely because the guy left who was able to make the powder coating of the glass. And then they never found somebody who was able to do it in the same quality again. And also the colors are too expensive. Yeah, because it looks color. People are ready to spend for gold, but not for color on gold. Yeah, where you don't even see it's gold underneath. So I was doing a lot of these beautiful single creations, but it's finished now. Yeah, I have what I have, and that's it. What else could I tell you about? Do you have any questions about the technique?
When you say you vacuum.
Oh, okay, I can explain you the process of making it. You need a huge industrial and professional setup because you need a gold cutter who cuts the gold leaf into these geometrical shapes. And that is super difficult because if you breathe, they are floating away. Yeah. So you need super sharp knives, and you need a lot of experience to cut round shapes or moons or ovals. Yeah? And if the humidity is too high, the gold will rip. Yeah, so it's a difficult job. Then this gold cutter needs to transport the shape he cut without breaking it onto a glass, and then cover it without moving it with a second glass and without making any dust or whatever. Yeah, and then it gets transported into the oven where it is fired at around 780 degrees for the first time, and the vacuum is closed in a flat piece. Then it goes to the glass cutter who cuts a little bit around And then it goes to the graining wheel where you have to hand grain all the shapes that you have exactly 1 or 1.5 millimeter around the gold. Then it goes again into the oven on a mold that you get a nice curve that it looks more like jewelry and not only like a tile. And then it's basically the raw pieces finished. Yeah? If we want a symbol on it, we have a lot of work to create a plastic sticker, and then we apply, here I did it on my drinking glasses, we apply a plastic sticker on it with the symbol, and then I take it for sandblasting, which is quite a tiring job. And I sandblast it all myself because I don't feel good handing it out to the guys who usually do it on bigger things.
So I don't, the symbols are attached on top of the already in the oven, the pieces who have been in the oven, and they have been curved already?
Yes.
When do we sandblast?
That's the last step, where I still can spoil everything.
If
the plastic sticker goes in the process, Yeah, and then the piece comes here, and then my ladies do the finishing of the jewelry. Yeah, it is a lot of work to bring it together and get it on the jewelry wires. At moment, I have a very hard time sourcing the fittings because it is silver is getting absolutely black in this climate, so I stopped very fast using real silver fittings because we could never stop cleaning whatever we give. Yeah. And I work with high-quality nickel-free fittings, which I import. 90% of it, I can't find it in India. But now I have a big headache because the high-quality fashion jewelry fittings are dying out because the Chinese overtook the complete market and all the quality producers, they closed down. So I still live off my reserves, which I bought before this happened, this big dying in the jewelry fitting businesses, but I don't know how long I can go on because the quality is deteriorating to an extent that I cannot really put it together with my golden glass pieces anymore. So sometimes I really am a bit desperate about it because I don't know what to do. Tomorrow I hopefully get some rings fitted in silver. So I can tell people who really want something lasting, you can take the piece from me and you can go and get your ring custom made with a silversmith. But for bigger necklaces, it's becoming quite expensive, so it's quite an investment. Yeah, it will probably triple the price or even more by now for the bigger necklaces to fit it in silver.
So the clasps and all, what metal are they made from? The clasps and
well,
the loops?
The producers never tell you the secret mix, but they are all nickel free. If it's true what they what they tell you, yeah. So I try to source the best quality which is available, but it is tricky because I have to bring a lot of it from Europe. And even there, they sold me already the stuff from Singapore, which I found out after. I looked at it under a microscope almost to see if there's any difference with the ones I got here. They crashed the producers because they copy the models 100%. Yeah. In the beginning, the quality is quite reasonable, unless they have killed the concurrents. Yeah, because they push it on the market for 1/3 of the price. And then once this company closes down, the quality is deteriorating like that. That's the experience I made with jewelry wires, with locks, with ring fittings, everything. Yeah. And it's not only in this field where it's happening.
It's everywhere.
That's basically the founding story and what it is about. Do you have any questions? I wanted to tell you about the vibration of gold. That is another important thing. I never really took big interest in that until I got refused to join a very nice Auroville boutique because they told me, oh, we are only going to take healing jewelry. And I said, what? My jewelry is so beneficial for the body, I can feel when I'm wearing it. And then I started to be really sad, and I did some research on it, and I found out that the vibrational rate of gold is vibrating much higher than anything else on the planet. I think it's around 500,000 bobies. A healthy human body is vibrating at a maximum of 50,000 if you're in a good meditation and raise your energies. So imagine you have a 500,000 vibrational piece on your body. Your body might feel it very happy, yeah, that it's there. And that and a golden crown of an emperor, for example, is a huge amplifier for the crown chakra to connect with the divine energy. That's what it was meant for. That's why all the priests in all of the cultures have these golden ceremonial heads to connect them to the divine. That's why the calices or the bowls for food which gets blessings, which gets distributed, is made, if it's possible, out of gold. That's why the old emperors had some golden symbols for their hand chakras as well, and eventually a golden throne to sit. Yeah, so the gold helped them to raise their energies to become more accessible for inspirations, yeah, where the spirit enters your system to help you find the right decision. And the gold was used as a fitting for stones since ages because it is increasing the beneficial attributes of that stone. Yeah, it is multiplying it. Because the vibrational rate is so high, so everything which is touching it is put at its best. And with the high and low vibrations, you might still be wondering about it, but when you get an infection, your energy level goes down because the bacteria is vibrating at a very low level. Yeah? If you get healthy, you're full of energy, your body is at a higher vibrational rate, yeah? And energy healing is an energy transmitter which puts the body at a higher rate where bacteria can't exist. They die when you vibrate high. That's all about energy healing, basically. Mm-hmm. So all the rich people, they didn't just put gold ornaments because out of decorative aspects, they did it for health as well. And I was very happy to do this research and to find these results because after this, I was in that shop. And of course, I learned why I feel it and why a lot of people tell me, oh, I never wear gold usually, but I am completely addicted to this piece I bought from you. It's my absolute favorite and I don't know why. And I think, aha, I know why. And of course, the white gold is also vibrating very high, but the silver, for example, vibrates only at half of the rate of the gold jewelry. Yes, it definitely is. Yeah. Do you have any question about it?
The ceramic, can we use that, the ceramic with gold?
Oh, that is simple. The owner of the ceramic unit asked me if I would like to make a few pieces for him.
Oh.
And he explained me how to do it. He said, you just give me the drawing. And then I, of course, immediately made some orchid studies, some dragonfly studies, and I prepared the drawings I simplified the shapes that they can do it in ceramic. Mm-hmm. And then I tried to add a little tiny piece of gold to raise the vibration of that ceramic piece mm-hmm. as well. Thank you very much. You're most welcome to ask my ladies to show you something. If you're interested to look into one of our treasure boxes, you're welcome. They're all full with single pieces, sorted by color or making or whatever.